Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced, from the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support. The new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to radiobeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's radiobeats.com, code DEAL.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Almost 4 months into this latest lockdown, which was quite strict, it is welcome news that the restrictions will ease somewhat today, because you'll be able to get your hair done or book an appointment to go shopping this week. And our reporter Barry White has been speaking to businesses who are reopening today.
Hi, I'm Nikki from Queen Hair Salon. Oh God, it's been crazy. So much has happened. We closed Queen on Angel Street after the first lockdown. We've two salons, one in Stillorgan and one in Central Park. And we've now taken over Preen on Dame Street, which will be another Queen salon.
So three salons you have. What's it been like for appointments? Are you booked out?
Yes, I suppose in that aspect we're quite lucky. With our clients, they are quite loyal and they are ringing for appointments. And yes, we're not fully booked, but we are booking out pretty fast. And then we have to bear in mind COVID. We can't take the volume of what we would have taken before. So we have to bear in mind that we are taking less clients every day.
So how many clients would you have had maybe per day before COVID, and how many will you be able to take now?
I'd say you're probably decreasing it by 40% at this stage. And then it's staffing. You can't be bringing in people to work 12 hours a day. It's just not a thing that people want to do or can do.
How important is it as a hairdresser to get reopened again? And how important is it also that this is the last lockdown?
Well, let's hope it's the last lockdown. To get it opened again, the strain of everything, the stress of everything, and just to get it opened and to have some normality in our lives now would be really nice. Hopefully the vaccinations will take fear away from people coming into salons, but I do firmly believe we could have been opened all along.
Barbers are also open today, but unlike when we came out of the first lockdown last year, Sam Donnelly, who owns Sam's Barbers in Dublin, says there hasn't been the same rush for haircuts this time round.
Unfortunately, it's not our first rodeo as regards to opening up after a level 5 lockdown. But this time around, it's slightly deflating, to be quite honest. It seems as if we were one of the only industries, bar one or two others, that really were in a level 5. And, you know, unfortunately, again, we have the data to prove that coming into our third reopening that we're not getting the surge that we used to do, because, like, you know, people have been doing what they wanted the last few months anyway. People have been getting haircuts. They've been doing the black market. So here we are reopening again now. And, you know, on the first lockdown, we were fully booked for 2 weeks. The third week was heavily booked. This time round, you can get a haircut in any of my shops next week. The week after is busy, but nothing major.
And so your booking system has been up and running for a week or so?
Or we've been up and running since the announcement.
And you still haven't booked out?
No, we're still not fully booked. Like, we're booked, we're heavily booked, but like nothing like the last two reopens that we've had last year. So it just shows that, like, you know what I mean, level 5 wasn't a level 5.
You mentioned black market barbers. The dogs in the street know about that this was happening. Has it been tough to get staff to come back?
Look, staff retention is really hard at the moment, and staff recruitment is non-existent. There's no incentive for people to come back working, and if they do want to come back, they want to come back part-time. But kind of say, like, over the last 14 months, people have built up a good client list, cutting hair, and they're not going to turn around and say to them clients no, because, you know, they're all afraid that we might get locked down again.
How important is it that this is the last lockdown?
This is it. This is the last straw, like, you know what I mean? There's no way, no way the hair and beauty sector can even contemplate another lockdown. It's just not realistic. And to be quite honest, I won't be locking down again.
Beauticians and tattoo parlours are also reopening today. And for the owners of the Heartbreak Social Club tattoo parlour, today has been a long time coming.
I'm Raoul Graham.
And Ryan Kelly.
Initially with this place, yeah, we were planning on opening a new shop for a while, and just as we basically got started, the first lockdown hit, so it was an absolute, and at the time it couldn't have been worse, it was an absolute nightmare. Like.
So how long were you actually open for then?
Total, so our, can you remember when our opening date was due to be?
The first time we opened here was just a day before the first lockdown, so we opened for one day,
yeah.
And that was after like about 4 month fit out, so we were like ready to go. We opened for one day, went into lockdown, and then when we came out of that lockdown, the one just before Christmas, start of December, we opened for about 2 weeks before they closed. So we've been here nearly a year now, and open for say 3 weeks.
Yeah, so for a new business, you've barely been opened.
Yeah.
Finally, you're going to get opened. Was this, I suppose, the day that you thought maybe you might not see?
It was worrying because, I mean, there was never any kind of definite dates or plans coming from the government, really, so we were always in limbo about what was going to happen. So I mean, we had no choice but to carry on. We'd already like put everything we had money wise and effort wise into here, so we were kind of, we'd made that kind of that decision just to keep going. So yeah, we were a bit worried
With the reopening now, is there a demand? You're kind of a niche business. Is there a demand for people looking to get tattoos?
Yeah, we were already booked up like up to about 3 months in advance with some artists here before the very first lockdown, so we always had a good load of those appointments. Still, we did have some cancellations, which you'd expect over it being such a long time, but we've moved all them appointments to the new opening dates, so we were already booked up for a while, and now we're taking new bookings for the later dates.
So it's going to be busy once you reopen.
Yeah, as soon as we open, we're flat out.
How important is it? Look, you've mentioned you've barely been opened in the last year. How important is it that this is the last lockdown?
Massively, because we simply wouldn't have been able to carry on if there was another one. That's how it was. Really, really, really tight and very, very worrying financially wise. So yeah, no, absolutely. Like I say, the day couldn't have come quicker. There's no way. I don't think we'd be able to, we wouldn't survive another lockdown.
Click and collect and appointment based shopping for non-essential retail will also resume today. Many shops here in Ireland, including Penny's, Brown Thomas, Arnott's and Zara, will be doing appointment-based shopping in the lead-up to a full reopening. And the store director of Brown Thomas, Mark Limby, says there was a massive uptick online to book over the weekends.
Yeah, for 1 week only, you can do retail by appointment. So if you go onto brownthomas.com or arnotts.com, you can log on to an appointment, and then we've had thousands of people already that have already actually made an appointment to come into the store while it's closed. You can come into the store and you can shop for 50 minutes and then you have to leave. And it's a nice, controlled way with a reduced capacity of people in the store to shop. And of course, you can always go and make another appointment after that if you want to come in later in the week.
So what will the capacity be next week for people coming in here to shop?
Yeah, well, it's lower than a normal capacity. So it's worked on one person in every 25 square metres, which is what the government guidelines are. So you'll find it quite a pleasurable way to shop because you'll certainly have a lot less people than you would have seen normally in the store.
Or what has it been like online? Has there been a massive virtual queue?
We've had, from the point of view of people booking the appointments, it's been really, really busy. We've had thousands of appointments, which have been for both Arnott's and Brown Thomas made already, and more being made all the time.
I suppose the most important thing is virtual queues are better than actual queues outside in Grafton Street.
That's completely right, yes. And what we're doing anyway is it's quite measured, so people will come in every hour, and it's quite sort of controlled in the way that people come in and in the way people leave as well.
How much work is going in to get the store ready? Because there's staff in here already over the weekend.
Yeah, well, we've been in working on online throughout the whole period of lockdown as well. So what we're really doing is turn ourselves from on the floor side into from an online retailer back into a multi-channel retailer. So there's a lot of team in the stores getting ready for that.
So have you booked an appointment today? These people have told me they cannot wait to get back to some normality. And the first person you'll hear from was lucky enough to get a booking for Penny's.
So me and my mum both tried to get appointments because you can only book for one person. So we were both at the same time trying to get appointments. And when she went on, it was like an hour wait. And when I got on, it said 6 hours. So she ended up getting in and we got booked in for 9 o'clock on Tuesday night in Liffey Valley, which suits us because we work 9 to 5. But yeah, so mine didn't. I never got through. It was 6 hours and I think it's probably still waiting. But yeah, we got booked in. She was able to book us both in. So we're really excited about that. I think it's a really good idea as well because there's not just going to be like loads of people standing outside. You can kind of just show up for your allocated time and there's 45 minutes to shop, which I don't think is long enough, but I suppose it's the best we can do in the times. Yeah, but really excited for shops to open back up. I just started a new job and I just need like essentials, like plain trousers and plain tops and stuff like that, where ordering online isn't always so reliable. So that's quite exciting.
So I was very excited when the booking systems reopened. I've actually booked to get my nails done for 7:30 on Monday morning. That might seem really early, but pre-COVID, I would always go before work because my local salon opens at 6:30 in the morning, which is very handy. Hair appointments were less easy to get, and I'll actually be waiting to the end of May to get my colour done. Even though I was really on the ball with appointments because I knew how difficult it was to get an appointment when everything reopened back in December. It was a bit crazy trying to get in. To be honest, lockdown 3 hasn't been as bad in terms of not being able to get all these appointments because like it's been dark and I've not been going anywhere or seeing anybody. So I don't care as much about my roots. But now with people being able to meet up and pubs opening soon, you're going to want to have your hair sorted before all that starts. So I think with the better weather coming, everyone's really excited to get everything sorted and to be looking their best again.
So I have made 2 in-store appointments for this week in Dublin. I've made an appointment for Arnott's and I've made an appointment for Zara. The appointment for Arnott's was very easy to make. The website was just directly on their homepage and very, very quick. You pop in your details and they send you an email right away. It does let you pick whatever day you want and whatever time as well. And it's for 50 minutes, which will be very hard to do, but we'll just go with it until it's open properly. The second one for Zara, it was very hard to book online. Very hard to navigate where you should actually go to book it. But once I got in, it was fine and they sent me a confirmation email. Now, they didn't tell me how long you can have in the store. So I'm not really sure how long I have in there. But it's just kind of a novelty to get out and get looking at things and instead of ordering things online and waiting a few days for them to come. Just like a nice buzz as well to get out and about.
And that report from Barry White.